This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Just coming up to 6:05 or so in the evening, and our first story of the hour is one that's been, I think, pretty discussed over the last, well, the six-day holiday weekend. It's not 6 days, felt like it, though. And it's something that I think came out over that period as well, because we see celebrities and influencers promoting products. We see them promoting things like spa services, restaurants and juices. But the question here is, what if the influencer was also a politician? Is it okay for ministers to promote products?
We're asking this question because youth and sports minister Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman was openly attacked by an entrepreneur recently for purportedly failing to properly promote his product.
So this entrepreneur, Azri Zahir Azmi, who is the founder of local brand House Boom, criticised the minister and accused him basically of not delivering his pledge to promote the soft drink and to introduce its profile to cabinet.
His anger was sparked after Syed Saddiq posted a video on Instagram endorsing a brand of chocolate cake produced by a member of Bersatu Youth's Exco, whereas House Boom didn't receive the same exposure.
I know this is a serious story that we're discussing, but can I just say how kindergarten this is? It's like,
it does.
Yeah, it's favoritism. Okay, so to come back to it, I mean, this initiative by Saddiq started when he found that refreshments were provided during meetings, but then, you know, you don't know where it came from, you don't know who provided it. And he thought that this would be an opportunity to promote youth entrepreneurial products to the cabinet. So, you know, and hence that idea of, look, I'll provide some products, you can sample it, and also this company profile. The process is supposed to be that his team will look for a product, a picture will then be taken of the product during the cabinet meeting, and then that image will be shared back with the entrepreneur for dissemination.
And in certain cases, the ministry can also provide an endorsement letter stating that the product has been served at a cabinet meeting. Saddiq said his intention was to help these entrepreneurs and that he doesn't receive any money for doing this.
Deputy Prime Minister Datuk Sri Dr. Wan Azizah Wan Ismail has also weighed in, saying that it's okay for ministers to promote products so long as it's from their own ministries and not for private companies. And I'm just going to say that I disagree with both Syed Saddiq and respectfully with Dr. Wan Azizah, because I don't think that it's appropriate. Personally, I just don't see why it needs to be done. You are a politician. You are not Elvis. You know, Elvis was an influencer in his day. Admittedly, Elvis does not have Instagram. But, I mean, you're a politician. Do what politicians do. Legislate, you know, serve your constituencies. Do what you need to do to help your ministry. And I think that in that case, promoting soft drinks or chocolate cake doesn't necessarily fall under this purview, or it shouldn't, especially not on your private Instagram profile.
You know, I can actually see where Syed Saddiq is coming from when he does this, because he is doing, I guess, what, you know, Instagram is where entrepreneurs are, Malaysian entrepreneurs are. So I think what he's trying to do with his Instagram profile is to try to mirror what they're doing. And he is the ministry, or a minister of youth and sports. So, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that I 100% agree with what he's doing, but I can empathize with why he's doing it. Even perhaps it is an inexperience with being a minister. Perhaps it's the inexperience that comes with his age. And maybe if I was in his shoes, I might have done the same thing, because it doesn't seem like a wrong thing to do.
I think it's entirely wrong. I really do believe so. I just don't think that it is appropriate to use your position as a politician and do that and to endorse things. It doesn't matter that you are not making money from it. It's not about whether or not the product is sponsoring you. It's a question of, you look at what's happened now. You get these issues of, hey, favoritism, hey, I'm not being promoted enough. And this happens because it isn't clear what exactly is supposed to happen. If some people get Facebook posts and other people get Instagram posts and some people just get that photo and then you push it back and promote it on your own Instagram profile, then how am I supposed to know what I can expect for my product?
Right.
Yeah. And more importantly, and this is my thing just in general, I don't understand why it is that you would want endorsement from a politician, at least for food items, for example. Much as I respect some of our politicians, I'm not necessarily going to be consuming cake simply because they are.
Well, Syed Saddiq's different. He does have star power. But how is the situation?
And should you be capitalizing on it in this way?
I don't know, because how would it be any different from, say, the likes of politicians going for events hosted by corporate sponsors, right? Like, you know, Yeo Bi-in last week attended an event by PwC. Is she necessarily endorsing PwC? We see this happen in so many other instances as well. Politicians giving the opening speech at, you know, places like Proton or Perodua, are they necessarily endorsing the car? Because
I think the question is, do they then take a photo of the car and put it up on their Instagram saying, this is the best car, I really like driving it?
It might be more indirect. It might just be something like, I was at this event and I spoke at this event, check out this nice car. It could be more indirect, something like that, right?
This message just came in from Life Fizal saying, what's next? The Right Honourable Minister going to promote the next fire festival? Which I think is, yes.
A very cute pun.
But also, that's how I feel. I just think, it's not about dignity. It's not that I don't think politicians should not have any personality whatsoever. I understand that that is what their social media is for. But I think in this instance that it was the wrong use of it. And I don't think that he should be seen to be promoting products in general. You're not an actor. You're not a sports person. You are the minister for the sports people.
Well, if anything, I think his intentions are right. That his intention was to help these young entrepreneurs, though maybe later it might be seen as a strange, distant, twisted way of political patronage, a future way of doing it, I don't know. But if his intention was meant to help, I guess that's where it's coming from.
Well, let us know what you think. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with P. Gunasegram, independent business analyst and author of 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down a Government. That will be coming up right after this track, actually, by Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We are talking about the Syed Saddiq versus house boom situation that kind of blew up over the last couple of days. With basically, you know, Syed Saddiq getting called out, I guess, for not doing enough to promote
well, this one particular brand.
Yes, and promoting, you know, someone else's chocolate cake. So this has prompted a conversation about, well, should our ministers be seen to be doing this at all? Particularly on their personal Instagram accounts, which is what bugs me the most, aside from just the principle of it. And we've been asking you what you think. Aziz from Bukit Jalil says, I think as the Minister of Youth and Sports, you should share his ministry's strategy plan to the public rather than promoting a product. Azami says, I'm okay for politics. Politicians to promote products on a personal basis, but not okay for politicians holding public office.
That seems like a nice, nice middle spot to be in, but I still think it's not super wrong for him to do it. The criticism is warranted, but he's just trying to speak to the youth, man.
Okay, that's one way of going about it. Dennis says, what Syed Saddiq did is absolutely all right. Don't raise a sweat over it and don't waste good airtime over a non-issue. And Dennis would rather we talk about the real shortage of foreign labour, which is absolutely important to industries. Dennis, we will look into it when everybody is back from Chinese New Year break. I have to say that today, honestly, many, many people have not been available, basically, to talk.
They're still away.
Yes. But thanks for that recommendation. We'll look into it next week. And on that note of it being okay, not everybody agrees with that. So Kamal says, totally agree with Lynn. The government shouldn't be seen to be actively endorsing products. It doesn't seem fair. And what is this about him helping by talking to 7-Eleven? I wasn't clear on that. Basically, he had said that, look, I have done enough. I just didn't put it out on Instagram, but I did go into a talk with Vincent Tan and his son. And, you know, we did raise the issue of it getting into 7-Eleven. So that's where that was coming from.
Well, it extends to other local products to get more local products into 7-Eleven.
Yes, but this was kind of included in that. Eddie says, 2 days ago, the Minister of Transport welcomed CNY Eve travellers in Air Asia Flight 9838 and declared it the world's best econ airline. Ministers should not endorse any brand. He should welcome visitors at airport lounges. But he was inside the plane taking over the steward's mic. OMG. PH Promosi Harapan.
Oh,
lol.
Wow.
Yes. Keep those thoughts coming. Let us know. WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899. You can, of course, also tweet us at PFM Radio. We are, in the meantime, going to be getting the thoughts of P. Gunasegaram, independent business analyst and author of 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down a Government. Guna, thanks for joining us. So, okay, the main question is this, right? Should politicians be endorsing or promoting any single product besides those that come from ministries themselves?
I think certainly a minister should not be endorsing any project. No? You can be a politician so long as you don't hold any position in government, then you can endorse a product. But the minister has got no business endorsing a product because he is immediately compromised as a result. And all kinds of questions can be asked. What is he getting in return? So why should he be endorsing any product as such?
Does endorsing a product create concerns of impartiality for a politician?
Yeah, that's part of the reason. As a minister, you're supposed to be impartial. You're supposed to be serving the public equally. Why should you be allowed to endorse one particular product over any other product? So even if it is a product which has been made by a youthful entrepreneur, and I'm not sure whether this was the person whose product was being promoted was actually a youth or can be interpreted as a youth. There is another ministry which is responsible for entrepreneurial development, for instance. So I don't know why the Minister for Youth and Sports should be actually promoting entrepreneurship for youth, by endorsing a product.
And if we're talking about endorsements, should there be a general standard for the kinds of products that politicians can or should endorse?
In this case here, in terms of technical offence, perhaps there may have to be some kind of indication that the minister is receiving some kind of benefit as a result of this. It could be money or some other kind of benefit, or it could be even increasing its popularity. But certainly from an ethical and moral point of view, it's a no-no. Yeah?
Why could it be problematic for a politician to endorse a product as opposed to any other public figure?
I think it can be abuse of power, for instance. The minister is abusing his power by actually endorsing a product, while he's a public servant, So at the end of the day, public servant cannot go around endorsing other people's products. And the other thing is that the a question of whether he is receiving anything else in return, whether it is political support for himself or whether it might be some kind of benefit, either in the form of cash or something else. As a public official, as a public servant, he has got no business doing this kind of endorsements for other people. That is not the role of a minister at all. He cannot be acting on behalf of somebody else. So it is highly improper. And as I said, it might even be illegal for the minister to do something like that. And I think if a minister does something like that, in this new environment where you don't want corruption, where you don't want patronage, he should actually resign from his position, or he should be asked to resign. If he does not resign, then he should be sacked from his position as minister.
He has said that he has an independent committee that chooses which products, specifically by youth entrepreneurs that the ministry can promote. How is that decided?
Okay, you can promote Kuala Lumpur as a destination for maybe investments, or Selangor, or Malaysia as a destination for investments. But you cannot promote a particular brand of soft drink, because there are so many soft drink manufacturers out there. Why should you be promoting only one person? If you are promoting all soft drink manufacturers, then it's okay. Where you pick only a particular one and you say that you should carry this person's product in a particular chain of stores, then that's being very specific. It's not a benefit to everyone. It's not a benefit to the country as a whole. You are favoring one single businessman. Say, for instance, if you want to promote Malaysian durians to China, for instance, that's fine. All right. Okay, a minister can be involved in that. But if a minister is promoting one product from a particular farm in a particular place, and we know that, well, whose farm that is, then that would be wrong, you know. He shouldn't be promoting just that particular fruit. He should be promoting all the rest, you know. So in this case here, it is about one single individual. You know?
Should politicians be obliged to support entrepreneurs in this way by helping to promote them and their products?
You can support all entrepreneurship by having a uniform set of incentives, laws, regulations, help for all of them. You cannot pick out one single entrepreneur and say that carry this guy's brand of soft drinks in other people's stores. You know, if he needs special help to set up his enterprise, that's fine. And then go to the people who are responsible for that, who are responsible for promoting entrepreneurship. You should not have a minister intervening on his behalf with a private sector businessman to carry his product in his chain, you know, in his chain of stuff. That's wrong.
Do you think that it is ever possible to separate a personal and political endorsement?
I think if you're a minister, you can't make a personal endorsement. You know, just like if you're a government servant, if you work for the government, say if you're a secretary general of the Ministry of Trade and Industry, or you're the bank governor, you cannot come out and endorse products. You know, you're not permitted to do that under the guidelines for civil servants and things like that. So ministers should be held to an even higher account than government servants, you know, because they are higher up. They control people. So the standards of behavior for ministers should be higher than for even civil servants.
Thanks for joining us today, Guna. That was P. Gunasegaram, columnist and former editor of Malaysia Kini. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on the matter. Do you think that what Syed Siddiq did in terms of endorsing brands, is it a good thing, a bad thing, a wrong thing? And we've received quite a number of responses. So Shani says, as the YB Mentri, as a promoter of any commercial products, it just can't be justified. There are many other products. They may find access for products of certain sectors, such as youth and rural, kind of the whole sector, but not endorse any one product. Melvin said, Syed Siddiq should just get down to doing work, not promoting a particular brand, too wet behind the ears.
Yeah, his inexperience is definitely showing, I think, in this case.
And we have this interesting question here from Sunny saying, sorry if someone asked this, Sunny, nobody has. What happens if a politician goes to a nice nasi lemak stall and posts about it on Facebook or Instagram and says something like, good nasi lemak, hardworking young Malaysian, thumbs up. That, by the way, is a good impression of a Malaysian political post, actually. What do you think?
I think it's a very fair point. If you go to a village park nasi lemak, they used to have a huge photo of Najib and Rosma.
Which, by the way,
there.
They changed recently.
Yes, now back to Mahathir and Siti Hazma. So, you know, I don't think it's necessarily too wrong, and I don't necessarily see the difference.
Did you pay for that nasi lemak? Is that nasi lemak being used to sponsor to feed cabinet? So I just have these issues. Right. We have to go to the news, though, but keep those thoughts coming. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.